This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A power outage blacked out a large area of Los Angeles for a couple of hours this afternoon. Hundreds of thousands of people in businesses and homes from downtown L.A. to the coast and north into the San Fernando Valley lost electricity. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power blamed the blackout on a mistake by utility workers. Well, joining me from in front of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is reporter Rachel Miro of member station KPCC. Rachel, a mistake by utility workers? What happened?
Well, the general manager of LA's Department of Water Power won't say who cut what wire and why, but he did admit this was a case of human error, and once the mistake was made, the power system's controls automatically shut off supply to protect the system from getting fried, just the way a circuit breaker might work in your house.
It sounds like a pretty big area of Los Angeles was without power for a while.
It was indeed. He was saying something along the line of half of the city's 4 million power customers, so about 2 million people were affected.
How did it affect transportation in Los Angeles?
Well, after the initial blackout, L.A.'s International Airport quickly moved to its emergency generators, so air traffic didn't stop there. But traffic lights went out all over the city, and the police went out on tactical alert, apparently not because they thought there was a terrorist attack. They were in immediate communication with the DWP, but because it's a public safety issue when, you basically have all of a sudden four-way stops all over a metropolis like Los Angeles heading into rush hour.
So there were big traffic jams well before rush hour?
Well, this happened about three-quarters of an hour past noon Pacific time, so not too bad, more of an inconvenience, but had the problem proved much bigger and stretched beyond just a couple of hours, it could have been a nightmare traffic jam.
So this has nothing to do with the earlier blackouts that had been experienced in Southern California, just one event caused by some utility workers who put the wrong plug in the wrong socket.
Apparently so.
Well, thank you very much for updating us on that. That's reporter Rachel Miro, who is talking to us from Los Angeles for member station KPCC.